Our condolences to the believers wherever you are upon the martyrdom anniversary of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. His Eminence, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, was the first divinely appointed Imam. And the most pronounced announcement of the commander of the faithful's appointment as the divinely appointed successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi occurred in the event of Ghadir. And His Eminence's Imamah began with the mysterious death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And yet this divinely ordained appointment of Imam Ali alayhi salam was not based upon mere tribal or familial lines. Rather, the divinely ordained appointment of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Faithful, was based upon an endless list of virtues and nobilities that no other companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had, thus making Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam the most worthy human being to be the successor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Right from his very birth, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, had the honor of being the only human being to ever have been born in the house of God, the Holy Kaaba, a fact which is widely accepted by both Shia and Sunni scholars. Scholars such as Sheikh al-Saduq, Sheikh al-Mufid, Ibn Shahr al-Ashub, Hakim al-Nishaburi, al-Hafidh al-Ganji al-Shafi, and Ibn al-Jawzi. And right from His Eminence's very youth, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, grew up in the arms of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. His Eminence relates his upbringing with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi when he says, "When I was a young child, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi took care of me. He would keep me close to his chest and I would sleep on his bed. I used to be so close to the Messenger of Allah that I could even smell his perfume and his scent. He would even chew his food for me and then feed me it. He found no lies in my speech nor any shortcomings in my actions." And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi began his mission, it was once again Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam who answered the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi's call in the event of Yawm al-Dar, the invitation to the closest of kin. And it was here that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi announced Imam Ali alayhi salam to be his brother, the executor of his will, and his successor. And later on, when the polytheists of Mecca tried to murder and assassinate the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi via numerous warriors from multiple different tribes, it was once again the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who volunteered to sleep in the cusp of death on the bed of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi on Laylatul Mabit. And it was this very action of Imam Ali alayhi salam that saved the very life of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And when murder and assassination plots and economic and social boycott and sanctions didn't slow down the Muslims, the polytheists of the Quraysh unsheathed their deadly swords. And thus, the great battles of the early era of Islam began. And as history recalls, both Shia and Sunni, it was the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who was always at the forefront of defending the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the message of Islam at a time where others would flee for their lives. The great battle of Badr, when Imam Ali alayhi salam went head to head with the great champions of the Quraysh and he slew them one after the other. And the Battle of Uhud, when His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam was left alone with just a handful of the true followers of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi to defend the Holy Prophet, and His Eminence was gifted the sword of Dhulfiqar. And the Battle of Khandaq, where Imam Ali alayhi salam killed the undefeatable champion Amr ibn Abdawad. And it is here that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi proclaimed publicly that the strike of Ali in this battle is more worthy than the worship of both all of the jinn and the human beings together. And His Eminence, of course, was the champion of Islam. When others were defeated, it was Imam Ali alayhi salam who conquered the great fort of Khaybar in the Battle of Khaybar. And it is in this battle that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, "Tomorrow I will give the flag to a man who loves Allah and his Prophet, and Allah and his Prophet also love him." That man was the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. The only battle in which Imam Ali alayhi salam wasn't present was the expedition of Tabuk, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had appointed Imam Ali alayhi salam to be his successor and the protector of the holy city of Medina against the plots and deceptions and ploys of the hypocrites. And it is in this instance where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi spoke about Imam Ali alayhi salam, saying that Ali is to me like Aaron was to Moses, except that there will be no messenger after me. And yet, the great and noble virtues of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, were not limited to His Eminence's sheer courage, power, and bravery. For His Eminence was also distinguished to be the first male believer who accepted Islam at the very hands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And when the Pact of Brotherhood occurred in the holy city of Medina, it was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself who chose, amongst all others, Imam Ali alayhi salam to be his brother. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was selected and subsequently ordered by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi to write down the Hudaybiyah peace treaty, Imam Ali alayhi salam becoming the very representative of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. His Eminence also participated in the conquest of Mecca. He was one of the main flag bearers of Islam, and he accompanied the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi into the Holy Kaaba, and while standing upon the blessed and divine shoulders of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, Imam Ali alayhi salam broke the greatest and biggest idols of the Quraysh. And it was Imam Ali alayhi salam who was sent by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi to proclaim the verses of Bara'a against the polytheists. And it was the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was selected by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi to accompany him against the people of Najran, an event which is known as the Mubahila, where Imam Ali alayhi salam was taken as the very self of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And after sending unsuccessful people to call the people of Yemen towards Islam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sent Imam Ali alayhi salam to go and invite the people of Yemen towards Islam, a mission which ended in the success of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course, the well-known event of Ghadir, where the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was openly announced and publicly proclaimed to be the divinely appointed successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself upon a command from the Almighty Allah. And of course, it was Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who conducted the burial rites for the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And of course, there are countless of traditions, both amongst the Shia and Ahlul Sunnah, which talk about and describe the great and endless virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Traditions such as Hadithul Thaqalain, the Hadith of the City of Knowledge, the Hadith of the Flag, Hadithul Kisa, Hadithul Wasaya, Hadithul Yawm al-Dar, the Hadith of Brotherhood, Hadithul Manzila, Hadithul Wilaya, Hadithul Safina, the Hadith of Closing the Doors, Hadithul Tashbih, Hadithul Shajara, Hadithul Tayr, and Hadithul Ghadir. And ultimately, the beautiful tradition and statement from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where the Holy Prophet says regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam, "Ali is with the truth, and the truth is with Ali." And finally, there are numerous verses of the Holy Quran, which are directly or indirectly an ode to the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Ibn Abbas has related that over 300 verses of the Holy Quran are related to Imam Ali alayhi salam. verses of the Holy Quran, such as chapter 3, verse 61, chapter 33, verse 33, chapter 42, verse 23, chapter 5, verse 55, chapter 5, verse 3, chapter 5, verse 67, chapter 4, verse 59, chapter 16, verse 43, chapter 9, verse 119, chapter 2, verse 207, chapter 58, verse 12, chapter 66, verse 4, chapter 2, verse 274, and chapter 76, verse 8. And so history, whether Shia or Sunni, proves that the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, had noble and great virtues that no other companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had. And the subject matter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi's traditions and the subject matter of the verses of the Holy Quran have spoken of no other in the manner that they have spoken of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And yet, despite all these incredible virtues and the great esteem in the eyes of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Holy Quran, why was it that those people who were nowhere even close to a small fraction of the great virtues and nobilities and status of Imam Ali alayhi salam were mysteriously selected to become the successors of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi? As-salamu ala maulana amir al-mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib صاحب السوابق والمناقب والنجدة ومبيد الكتائب الشديد البأس العظيم الميراس المكين الأساس ساقي المؤمنين بالكأس من حوض الرسول المكين الأمين السلام على صاحب النحى والفاضل والتوائل والمكرومات والنوائل السلام على فارس المؤمنين وليث الموحدين وقاتل المشركين ووصي رسول رب العالمين ورحمة الله وبركاته. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.